You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Perhaps you've heard about something called the Rainy Day Fund. The actual moniker is the Texas Economic Stabilization Fund, but it is quite often thought of as the piggy bank of last resort for politicians with bigger ideas than our annual income can normally cover. Over the years, the state savings account has proven the wisdom of those who set it up. During the national recession, for example, Texas weathered the rough patch rather well by drawing on that savings account to the tune of $3.2 billion, the biggest hit to that account to date. But now, with the state rolling in money from oil and gas taxes and the rainy day fund nearing record high levels, the Texas Tribune reports lawmakers are on track to make a record withdrawal from the rainy day fund this session. Right now, somewhere between $4.5 to $6.5 billion worth. And the biggest single reason appears related to some catastrophically rainy days in the late summer of 2017. With more on how Hurricane Harvey's whipping things up in the Texas legislature, the Texas Tribune's own Kia Collier joins us again. Kia, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what's going on. It seems like these winds, such as they are blowing hardest on the Senate side of the Capitol.
Yeah, so yesterday the Senate unanimously passed these three major bills back-to-back, Senate Bill 6, 7, and 8. Senate Bill 7 is really kind of the big one. The overall package is worth $1.8 billion, all funded out of the Rainy Day Fund. Senate Bill 7 is worth $1.65 billion, and it does a variety of things. It will fund a newly created statewide flood plan. Mm-hmm. It will give Harvey-impacted communities the matching funds they need to draw down billions of additional federal disaster recovery dollars.
Right.
And it will also give $200 million in matching funds as well for a major levee project on the upper and middle Texas coast that's envisioned as part of this larger plan, coastal protection plan for Texas that state leaders have been pushing for.
Now, that's an interesting aspect of this because a lot of this, as the sound of it, is Harvey relief. And especially, I think we've talked in the past about the need that many of these counties have expressed to have matching funds so that they don't just leave those federal funds on the table unclaimed. But this new effort, I mean, how new is this? Because I know that there's been a lot of talk to come up with some way to prevent another Harvey-sized incident along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, so the project that it would be, you know, helping to fund or draw down, I think it's something like $4 billion from the federal government. It already went through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, really arduous process of, you know, environmental studies and public comment periods. So it would install pretty much a bunch of levees and seawalls up near, you know, Orange County, the Orange area on the upper Texas coast, and then Freeport, kind of south of Houston. And it's been described as kind of the bookends of this major component of the project, which is levees and floodgates to block storm surge from hitting the Houston area and the nation's largest refining and petrochemical complex.
What about support from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick? I mean, what are you hearing on that front?
Well, I mean, these bills that passed yesterday, Senate Bill 6, 7, and 8, were named his top priority, one of his top priorities. The low numbers of the bill indicate that. So, I mean, he endorses spending rainy day fund money to do this.
Any pushback at all from anyone?
No, actually, these bills during public hearings were overwhelmingly supported by, you know, local officials who had been asking in particular for help with matching dollars to draw down mitigation and recovery funds. The only slight drawback was environmental groups who said, you know, we really hope that these state dollars will go toward green infrastructure projects, you know, preserving open spaces and just doing more, you know, not big gray projects, gray infrastructure projects, as they call them. So like big concrete kind of flood control things. And but the authors seemed amenable to that. So I think that will ultimately be a component of these new programs, of the new statewide flood plan.
Briefly, this goes on to the House side. Any pushback expected there?
I haven't heard of any. There are similar bills in the House. It kind of would seem that these are going to go over there and maybe some tweaks will be made, maybe not. But it seems as if they will pass them over there.
Kia Collier covers energy and the environment for the Texas Tribune. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Kia, thanks so much.
Thank you.